You are listening to the Friends of Fantasy Benefits Baseball Podcast. We will be coming to you each and every day with uncensored, in-depth analysis of everything you need to know to win your fantasy leagues this season. You can follow us on Twitter, at Fantasy Benefits, or join the Facebook discussion groups, www.facebook.com/groups/Friends of Fantasy Benefits. Give us a 5-star review on iTunes, and send us a copy or screenshot of it to friendsoffantasybenefits@gmail.com or on Twitter, at Fantasy Benefits, for a chance to get into one of our listener leagues or other prizes. Enjoy the show. Welcome to the Friends Fantasy Benefits Baseball Podcast. I am Justin Mason, lead fantasy writer and analyst for FriendsFantasyBenefits.com. Join with me on another Prospect Minute is Matt Thompson. Matt, how you doing?
Good, my man. Got two of these left.
Yeah, two of these left. We got the Rangers today. Almost called them the Texans. we got Toronto tomorrow. So it's pretty much it. Before we get started, let's remind everybody you can reach Matt on Twitter at MDTompFWFB, me on Twitter at JustinMasonFWFB, and at Fantasy Benefits for the site's Twitter. Let's just jump right into this because I'm itching to get these over with. And this isn't a great system to talk about anyway.
It's traditionally the Rangers are always deep in talent, but it's definitely a little bit down than compared to past years.
All right. Well, let's jump right in. Anybody close to the majors that you're eyeing?
It might be the AJ Preller effect. Who knows? Yohander Mendez. I know how excited you get about pitching prospects in Texas, but the lefty is 6'5", which I like. And his best pitch is his changeup, which I like that too. Fastball 90 to 93, had a really rough go of things in his brief appearances last year out of the bullpen. But he should be up this year. If needed, he might be the first guy that comes up because he was up in September. Threw 111 innings between three levels last year, so he was a quick climber. Had a very nice season, 2.19 ERA, 113 Ks to 41 walks. He could use a full-time at AAA, though. I can't really project him as anything more than a mid-rotation guy, though, because he needs a breaking ball. Like I said, it's fastball and changeup with a fringy slider, curveball hybrid thing. That pitch needs to be a step better. Otherwise, he's going to be like just a – and factoring in the ballpark, he's just going to be a streamer or a really late of the staff flyer. But keep the name in mind because the changeup is a good enough pitch where if it takes another step forward – then you can talk, you know what I mean? Then you're talking to something really special, though. So don't forget the name, but he's not entirely interesting to me, which is sad because I like lefties. So,
all right. Anybody else that's interesting that's close up?
Ronald Guzman, first base prospect that doesn't hit for much power.
Meh.
He's a really skinny, tall guy. He got a really big bonus. He was in the same international class as Nomar Mazara. He's a 22-year-old first baseman out of the Dominican Republic, 6'5", 205. Like I said, he doesn't look 205, though, when you watch him. He looks skinnier than that. 21 doubles, 6 triples, 16 homers with a .274 average between AA and AAA last year. I think, ultimately, that's probably his major league ceiling. There are some numbers similar to that. Texas always never really seems. They take forever to introduce their prospects. You know what I mean? Profar came up. He's like the exception, but like how long? They still haven't given Joey Gallo a shot. And I mean, maybe that's a totally different issue. Maybe they don't ever because they don't trust the hit tool, which is fine. You can see that coming, but the guys that are a little bit more hyped don't get the shots right away. And then Rugi Odor, who was a decently hyped prospect, took him a while to break in too, but he's still young, but he sat behind a lot of those guys. So Texas, they move their guys really aggressively, and for some, and some are really slow, but they do a really good job of picking the guys to move fast and to slow down on. So, but Guzman doesn't have the upside of those guys, and he's not athletic enough to play the outfield. So I think he's a low tier first baseman or even a bench bat.
Okay. And what about guys with some upside that might be farther away?
I like Leodis Taveras. Get out of the DR. Had some nice numbers in the rookie leagues, but then, you know, they put him in the Northwest League and he kind of fell on his face. The speed's not plus-plus, but it's there. He's remember Willie Taveras, the little outfielder? That's his nephew or cousin or something, mm-hmm. I believe. He's a switch hitter. I don't know how much power that he hits for. I don't project it to be a lot, but he does have a smooth swing. He's going to hit a lot of gappers. Baseball America comped him to a young Carlos Beltran. While I don't necessarily think the power is going to be that level, they do. They think he's going to be average plus runner. But Taveras is multiple years away. He's extremely young. 1998 birthday, 6'2", 185, real skinny right-handed switch hitter, excuse me. Real skinny switch hitter. Got a nice bonus out of the Dominican Republic at $2.2 million as a 16-year-old. He's a guy to watch. Texas does extremely well with kids of this profile. They are probably the best team at developing Latin American talent over the last decade. Wouldn't you say?
I mean, they've been pretty successful with it so far.
Yeah, I think that's definitely their wheelhouse. They don't do as well in the draft as you would hope, but they make up for it with a lot of these nice kids that they get from Latin America. So they're really strong there. Whenever they invest in a guy, you should pay attention. And now AJ Preller took his abilities to San Diego, so it's the same thing over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. I was like, San Diego is going to be in a little bit.
Yeah, they're already there. They have a ton of talent. We'd cover them, and it's crazy. Remember Andy Ibanez? Kind of got a nice fanfare when he came over. Cuban, $1.6 million bonus to sign with the Rangers. Was in Double A last year. Showed decent plate skills. Makes enough contact. Doesn't walk a lot. Doesn't strike out either, though. Never going to be a high asset in OBP league. Is going to be a modest batting average guy. The speed doesn't project to be anything more than 5 to 6 a year. But I think he can hit 10 to 15 homers, but he's going to hit a lot of doubles, and he's going to play second base. So I know that's not the most exciting fantasy profile, especially with Texas, because they have Odor, around. But Ibanez can play second. He can play third. Can't really play shortstop. Not as rangy or athletic enough. Doesn't really have the arm for that position either. But he's a guy to watch. He can make an impact. Playing in Texas is a nice park. He's advanced for his age, playing in professional leagues in Cuba for years. So keep the name Andy Ibanez on your radar because he could come up this year if injuries strike. Another guy for the impact this year, they have Brett Martin is a pitching prospect. I'm not sure he comes up. I think he's going to start the year in Double A. Backhand profile, 4-pitch mix. Command is very, very, very good. Struck out guys at over an inning until it's in High Desert. But High Desert's a really tough place to pitch. Kind of got beat up a little bit last year with the hits, a lot of hits compared to the innings, but I think it's a blip on the radar, pitching in bad parks for his skills. He's not the most exciting guy again, especially being in this organization. Pitching prospects in Texas aren't the best, but he's a guy to know. I like Ariel Jurado a lot because he's a changeup guy with a sinker changeup guy. So obviously his ceiling is not going to be sky high just because he gets heavy ground ball tilt, knows how to mix his pitches up. Fastball sits in the low 90s. Obviously, like I said, he's got with the sinker. The breaking ball is a curveball, and it's okay. But again, he's a guy. He attacks you on the mound. He's going to be in Double A this year. He could come up this year, though. He's going to be a real fast riser because sinker ballers are kind of are what they are. they move faster than most because the heavy ground ball tilt is useful at the major league level. Anderson Tejada is a sexy name. He's getting a lot of attention. I'm going to say it. I'm going to drop it off the bat right now. I think he comps to like Ison Diaz in the future. I like the infield package. Real small frame. But he can hit 283, 326, 520 last year with 10 homers and 269 at-bats. 8 homers in 23 games after promotion. Good lefty with plus bat speed. So Anderson Tejada is a guy to follow. I don't know how much speed the profile produces, but he barrels everything. I watched this kid hit. He has a beautiful swing. He is a guy that I'm targeting wherever I can in deeper leagues because the hype isn't there yet for Anderson Tejada, but it will be soon, and this is your last year to buy at a nominal price. So I think this is, you know, the point of these podcasts are to find guys like this, and I think his name's getting out there a little bit more now than it has been in the past, but it's still enough to where the casual or even the deeper, even the more advanced fantasy baseball player might not know who Anderson Tejada is. So jump on this profile while you can.
Okay. Is that it for the system, you think?
Well, they got Josh Morgan, a nice guy with some pop and some speed. Well, he's a heavy contact hitter. I think the pop comes. He hasn't showed it yet. He might go back to playing catcher. They kind of move him to super utility, second base, third base. He's going to catch a little bit. So that's a guy worth knowing, especially if he's 6 behind the plate. They drafted a couple guys. Alex Spies has nasty stuff. The command needs to improve. And then Cole Reagans is the opposite of that. He's a safer lefty with Cole Hamels comp. The delivery is identical. The best pitch is a changeup. Low 90s fastball, so watch that profile as well. It's not the most enticing. If I have to pick one of those, I'm taking Spies because it's a lottery ticket. Throw the dart. Spies can be a front-line rotation guy if he gets the stuff in order. Reagans is more the mid-rotation type, so always go to the high end. Joe Palumbo is a nice relief prospect, I think. Jose Trevino is a possible catching prospect. I mean, this is an organization that had Robinson Chirinos behind the plate for a couple years. So, and Luke Roy is getting a little bit older. So Trevino is going to be ready in about 3 years. That's about the perfect time frame. Really good hit tool as a catcher. Not a lot of much else, though. Power is going to be minimal. Connor Sadzek, a relief prospect that throws upper 90s, touches 100 out of the bullpen. Hopefully they do that. He's a starter now. Huge frame, 6'7", 240. It's a good profile. Yasin Urizarry, a little speed, defense, minimal power, shortstop. Andrew Faulkner is a reliever. That's worth knowing, though, because he could maybe sneak his way into back-end profile, but he's a lefty, so it's a little harder for them guys. And the last real guy I want to mention is Cole Enright. He was a draft pick for them this year. OBP heavy guy, 18-year-old kid out of Florida, Florida High School. I'm not sure if he hits enough home runs to be an everyday third baseman, but I think the offensive approach in this ballpark, he could be like a DJ LeMahieu, like kind of skill set there. But with more walks. So he might lose a couple points in batting average, reaching the standard 5x5, but he can make up for it in the OBP formats, which I think everyone's kind of shifting toward the OBP formats now for fantasy anyways.
Yeah, so I could see that, yeah.
And a couple of later guys, Michael Matsuela. I really liked him out of Duke. He's just battling injuries, and it's taking his toll on the profile. Eric Jenkins is a speed first center fielder that can steal 60 bases. I just don't know if he hits enough and gets on base enough. Tyquan Forbes is an athlete that can play everyone on the infield who's got power. Charles LeBlanc, nice, interesting hit tool as a baseline infielder. Good defensive skill set. Arms fringy, don't know where he's going to play quite yet. Jairo Barris is the same international class as Guzman and Mazara. He's a 25 homer corner outfield bat, but the hit tool is so bad that he might not hit 200 if he gets enough chances. So that's obviously a red flag there. Watch him because he's going to be upper minors. If it comes around this year, it'll be something special. David Garcia, international bonus baby. Yaniel Perez, same deal for this year. Garcia is a catcher. Perez is a third baseman. They're both going to stick at those spots. Interesting guys to follow, but they're light years away. Drew Robinson's a close. He's utility ceiling. Jerickson Profar's brother, Jeremy, is in the system. He's not as good as his brother, but he's worth knowing. Last guy, complete sleeper, Michael DeLeon. He reached AAA as an 18-year-old because they needed bodies for the playoffs. His defense is so good. The arm is so good at short. The hit tool is average. That's really the only skill set he has. But he's so young, and he's still got a lot of projection left. He could take off as he climbs the ladder. So watch that name.
All right. I like the Michael DeLeon call because, I mean, he was a guy that is that got a little bit of pub because, like you said, got so high so quick. So
yeah. But I mean, it was clearly a need to fill a need at the AAA level because I think
sure
I want to say
that's super impressive.
Yeah, makeup. The kid had makeup, a very advanced makeup that, you know, he was up in AAA in 2014 at the time at 18 years old, which is nuts. Like, switch hitter. Numbers haven't really been there, but I think they can be. You know what I mean? So.
Yep. That's going to wrap us up for this episode. You can reach Matt again on Twitter at MDTopFWFB. You can reach me on Twitter at JustinMasonFWFB. You can email the show, friendsfantasybenefits@gmail.com. If you give us a 5-star review and send it to us either on Twitter or via email, make sure you get into a listener league or are eligible for other prizes. So yeah, that is going to wrap us up. For Matt and myself, thank you for listening. Have a fantastic baseball season.